Chapter 2. William sat in his study, consumed by ledgers, receipts, and the endless envelopes of suitors that wanted to court his sisters. Son of a wealthy businessman, he was left to ensure everything was in order with the business. How he wanted for a day off, but these days he hardly had time to eat due to the pressures of work and society and his family status. After numerous monotonous hours, he dropped his pen and got up to get some air in the polluted streets of the East End of London.
"Don't worry, David," he waved off his guard. "I just need to stretch my legs. I shall not be long."
He walked towards the park, but decided to change his route and make his way to the lowland where the poor lived. He had never been a fan of the social division, but he couldn't do anything about it. It was then he sighted her again. The lady was beautiful. She had captured his attention during one of his few walks down here in the past, and perhaps this was the unconscious reason why he continued to walk this way. He stood now, leaning back against the wall, watching her argue with one of the security men as he held a small boy. He found the interaction amusing at first, but he walked over to them as the voices rose.
"He didn't do anything wrong. You are just using the little power you have to exploit the small boy. That is inhumane,"
he overheard her say as he got closer. The officer, a young man of his age, saw him approaching behind her and saluted in greeting, making her turn to look over her shoulder at him. William gave her a brief smile before focusing on the uniformed man.
"Officer, what is the matter, if I may ask?"
"This boy here was caught smooching honey from Lady Dana's kitchen. I was taking him to the station when I got harassed by this."
The officer gave her a scorned look, and she rolled her eyes at him in a challenge. William hid his smile, amused by her courage.
"How much honey did he take?"
"I don't know, sir. Only Lady Dana can answer that question."
"He didn't take anything,"
she protested, now eyeing him.
"Speak to Lady Dana. Let him go. I'll pay."
William's voice was strong and confident. The officer turned on his heels and left to find Lady Dana. At this, the boy hugged her, leaving a smudge on her dress from his gritty face, and then ran off.
"Hello, Lizzie," William said.
She ignored him and walked past. He followed a few paces behind.
"Stop following, Sir William. I might just have to shout at you to let me go. And it's Elizabeth to you."
"I have missed you. I sent you letters to meet me on several occasions. You never responded."
"Stop telling me to meet you at your house. Do you think I want to be beaten when I get there?"
Elizabeth continued to walk.
"If you are talking about my mother..."
William stopped mid-sentence as Elizabeth spun round to face him. She took his arm and pulled him down a deserted corner so they could speak without anyone eavesdropping.
"Not just your mother. If you want pleasure, my lord, you can easily come here."
"What if I want to help you, take you away from this dump?"
"So I can repay you by being your mistress, your property."
"It is better than opening your legs for just anyone to survive,"
he snapped. As soon as the words left his mouth, he regretted them.
"My mother was a mistress to a rich man, and look where it got her! In a box under the dirt of this shit city, and me and my sister left abandoned, Sir William! The last thing I want is the likes of rich men to have any power over me."
He stepped closer to her, but kept his hands folded behind him.
"Look, you are brilliant. I hear you speak. I catch a glimpse of you in the library reading all nature of literature. I see you sacrifice for these kids on the streets, the care and empathy you have for them."
Elizabeth interrupted.
"I am done with this conversation. Sir, I need to go."
"How much did you sell my watch for?"
The question from William startled Elizabeth. He knew she stole from him whenever they met. He never complained because he knew she did it to feed most of the children she befriended on the streets.
"I don't know what you are talking about. How dare you accuse me of such crime?"
Redness crossed her face, and she avoided his eye.
"Just ask me for money and I will give you. Stop stealing from me, lady. I am running out of things you can steal. See you soon."
He could sense that he had embarrassed her, and that was his last intention. He gave a slight wink and a smile to her to show he did not mean any harm, and he crossed the street, heading back in the direction of the Elite estate. She watched him go, her heart racing and feeling warm inside. She tried to fashion some sort of response, but the words could not come out, and she watched in silence as he walked away. He had always been gentle with her. She sighed, coming back to the reality of now and remembering what had brought her out. She needed to see her friend Layla. She worked as a maid of one of those elite houses. She'd have to pass the same route William went through. Not wanting to encounter him, she waited a few moments to gain some distance so he could walk a fair way. She twisted in the crowd of people, trying to avoid getting her clothes stained with detritus or oil as her gown dragged along the cobbled street.
I tell you, Lizzie, you are wasting time at the library reading. No man would accept a woman who challenges him in knowledge,
Layla said, dusting the front of her maiden gown for the umpteenth time. They were in the backyard, more like the servant's yard, and it was Layla's free hour.
You should know better, my friend. There is no love lost with men in my regard. I do not learn for them.
Elizabeth's reply was stern and irritated.
And how is Sir William?
Layla teased. Elizabeth scoffed at her, rolling her eyes.
And what about him? Well, it seems some kind of more infinite emotions have been developing between you two. I am surprised you haven't brought him up to meet me for my approval. Really, work on your imaginations, Lay. You think a man like that would go for a low girl who has been sucked by the devil and has nothing to offer in his social circle? Moreover, he wants me to be his property.
Elizabeth spat the words out.
These men should realise that we aren't theirs to own. I am a woman in my full right who has the liberty to do what I want as every man out there. I think from the look of things you are too scared to commit. And stop trying to change societal construct, Lizzie. It'll get you nowhere and just get you into continued trouble. I am more focused to live a better life. The police are always on our necks. The elite families want to burn us dead, and they are no different, with their husbands coming to us for quick pleasures and their wives roaming with other men in secret. But we are the devil incarnate. And then we have those like your employers who look down on us like dirt. People like your employers are Sir William's social circle confidants. What I am going to do is save up and leave this hell of a place.
How do you think of doing that? By stealing? You know, my madam almost kicked me out the last time when I informed her the rice had finished. All of a sudden, the last few bags of rice had disappeared the last time you came. Stop stealing from my employer, otherwise I'll be out of my ear.
Elizabeth started feigning ignorance, but decided against it.
I am sorry, I didn't mean to get you into any kind of trouble. But the thing is, these people waste these foods anyway. And they don't keep tabs, just spend on parties and drink and gamble the money meant for the growth of London.
Well, my house keeps tabs. I don't want to go back to the streets, Lizzie.
They both let that sit in the air for a while between them, both fully aware of how lucky Layla was to have this job.
Is Elian paying you well?
Layla finally broke the silence.
Fair, I suppose, but that will only be temporary. I fear that will not last long. I feel I am outstaying my welcome there.
You know, if the law finds out what Elian is doing there, all of you will be out on your buttocks before you have a chance to get any of your belongings.
Before Elizabeth could reply, the yard door flew open and there came the mistress of the house looking gloomy. Elizabeth greeted for the sake of her friend with a slight bow.
Layla, haven't I told you I don't want my yard stained by girls who can't control themselves?
The mistress scowled at the pair. Elizabeth raised a brow at the lady, but kept her cool. She didn't want her friend to be jobless.
I am sorry, my lady. It won't happen again,
Layla said with her head down in subservience. The mistress eyed Elizabeth up and down and narrowed her stare directly at her before going back into the house. The day was getting on, and this reminder to Elizabeth of how society viewed her left a bitter taste in her mouth. She took her leave from her friend to return to the streets of despair. As she made her way back up the narrow street towards the clearing, she spotted William again in the distance speaking to someone.
Bloody hell,
she mouthed to herself at seeing him. She turned around abruptly and sped down an alleyway, hoping he did not spot her. She hurried towards the end, turned the tight corner and went crashing into the chest of William, who was coming round the other corner.
"You need to stop doing this, Elizabeth. I might just assume you get affected by my presence, seeing as you avoid me most of the time."
He smiled down at her, holding her back with support on her shoulders.
"My lord,"
she feigned surprise, facing him fully.
"I didn't see you. Wow, 2 times in a day. It seems my day's about to be blessed,"
she joked and moved back from him, patting down her coat. He looked down at her in amusement.
"Where are you heading to?"
He looked over her shoulders, then back at her.
"Or coming from?"
"I don't see how that is any of your business, but so you know, I visited a friend."
"A man?"
he asked with interest.
"Ha!"
she chuckled.
"I visit men all the time. How do you think I make a living?"
He cleared his throat, face blushing.
"You have a way of making yourself..."
She saw him fight with his words.
"Sir, I don't think the public would like seeing you with me. I'm on my way to the library. Don't let me take more of your time."
She walked past him, but he stopped her with his hands, grabbing her by the elbow.
"Just one question. Why do you choose to sleep with men for money? You have a lot of potential and you are such a brilliant individual."
She looked up at him, her heart sinking at the question, especially hearing it come from him.
"That is the only way for people to like me."
She could feel the burning heat of his hand on her elbow.
"When will I see you again?"
She smiled.
"You said just one question."
She placed her hand over his, took his fingers away from her elbow, and started to walk away. His words made her stop momentarily.
"By the way, I started a foundation for young children who can't get an education. It feeds them daily and gives them classes on basic knowledge."
She looked back at him, a frown on her face.
"That is..."
She could not find the words. Her heart was filled with joy, shock, gratitude, and sadness.
"You don't have to say anything. You can help me by seeing children that you feel would benefit from the foundation. It is close to Whitechapel Market."
She did not say anything, but carried on walking away. Walking fast so she could escape his presence and also to make it on time to the library so she could read for a good few minutes before it closed. She needed her routine. It was the only thing that kept her safe.